This is 5-on-3. Center ice for all things Islanders, Rangers, and all news across the NHL on WFUV Sports.
Welcome in to 5-on-3. It's our last week of preseason hockey, and the three of us were just talking about how excited we are to not have to talk about preseason anymore, but we have some games to talk about. We have some contracts to talk about. Luke Hughes is a New Jersey Devil.
Thank God.
Thank God for Devils fans. I was starting to get worried for them. But here, I'm Grace McCarron, here with Sophia Smith, Abby Cristofaro making her 5-on-3 debut.
Hey.
Yay. Welcome to the show. Yeah, I guess we should just hop right into it. Talk about Sophia's New York Rangers. They close out the preseason versus New Jersey tonight at 7. Actually close out the preseason at home, and then they have one more game in Boston Saturday. And then next week, October 7th, is in fact the opener in Pittsburgh. But, Sophia, you watch a lot of Rangers hockey.
Yeah.
So what do you think so far that you've seen from them in the preseason? What are your expectations going forward?
Wait, first of all, I need to talk about something. So
go ahead.
Did you guys see the video of the ESPN broadcaster, like, literally trashing the NHL?
Yes.
Or, like, not actually trashing, but just saying that he wasn't going to watch.
Yeah, that was, like, deeply upsetting. I'm like, why are we doing this?
Because it was like they showed Connor Bedard at the Cubs game.
And it was adorable.
And it was adorable. And they were like, the season opening game between the reigning Stanley Cup champions against Chicago is at 5 p.m. On Tuesday. Why? I know they're having like a triple header or whatever. Why is it at 5 p.m.?
No.
They're doing the banner raising at 5. Like, this whole thing makes me angry.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me angry that then the announcer was like, I'm not going to watch it. Like, that's just really great marketing for the league that's not up and coming, but like trying to grow still.
Yeah. It was terrible because it's like, you guys know, like, I love baseball. That is my sport. But it's also, like, baseball has lost the title of America's sport in the past however many years it's been. Why are we talking down on other sports?
Seriously.
Like, especially, like, hockey is so underrated, I think, and I wish more people were into it. But, like, why are we talking down on other sports, especially as Major League Baseball, which has already dealt with a lot of that kind of stuff over, like, oh, baseball's boring, like, it's too long or whatever. Like, that made me so upset. I'm like, who told him that was okay?
Like, what's the point, honestly?
Right.
Like, it's, yeah, just...
Yes.
I was offended. But anyway, okay, back to the Rangers.
Go ahead.
So, obviously, new coach, you know, Mike Sullivan. They got a lot of new players. I feel like, I am just so excited for the regular season to start, as you were saying, Grace, because I feel like we've been going back and forth and, like, who's going to be in the lineup, like, and it's just, like, only time will tell. We don't know. Noah Labba, shout out to him. He has been really great this preseason. He has 5 points, and he's playing on a line tonight with Edstrom and Rempe, so I'm really curious to see how that goes.
That is interesting.
The lineup for tonight looks very interesting. They're putting Gavrikov with Schneider. Fox and Vakanainen aren't playing, so, like, I think that's why they're practicing the way that they're practicing. But, like, today they practice Vakanainen and Fox and Gavrikov and Schneider, which is, like, you can't split. I want to see Gavrikov and Fox, but
yeah.
Okay. okay, and then as far as, like, expectations, like, predictions for this season... expectations, like, make the playoffs.
Right.
You have to, that's the goal here. And if you miss the playoffs, then I'm going to blame it on the Chris Kreider trade. And I'm going to say that he's the reason that you didn't, like, trading him is the reason that you didn't make it. And, like, you did all that for nothing. And I'm going to be very angry. But, yeah, it's a completely different, like, energy from last year. I want to see because, like, it's a centennial season. You have brand new faces. You have a new captain. Just, like, I want everybody to be more upbeat. And JT Miller has talked about, like, creating a sort of identity with this team that's, like you want to be the team that's feared. And I don't think that that's definitely not the Rangers team that we saw last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so to transition to that and, like, build that identity – because I think that the Rangers have been a team that the past few years, no one is, like, they had Trouba, they have Rempe, and, like, those are known to be big like hitters and like use their body, but I don't think that anyone is really going into this season thinking like we're going to be afraid of the Rangers, like offensively or physically. Like, so that's why I think that JT Miller is a really good choice for the captain, and I hope that it works out for them.
Are you expecting like a big energy shift on the team as a whole that'll get them to that place?
I really am. And I just think that JT Miller's whole mentality of like the no BS shirts and all of that, I really hope that it comes through on the ice.
Yeah, I think that, and as well as Mike Sullivan coming in, I think that it's going to be a complete, I'm hoping, a 180 from the Rangers, just so it makes it more fun to see them, because from two seasons ago to last season, that was a crazy change. And I think that with Mike Sullivan and JT Miller, I think it'll truly be like an energy push forward towards what they need to do.
Yeah, I think they really needed that. Like, I feel like some people were defending Laviolette after last season and it wasn't like it's not his fault, but it's like once you lose the locker room, like there's nothing coming back from that. Even if it's like, you know, if he's a nice guy, like we've seen it happen across sports where the manager or head coach or whatever like just loses the locker room, and then it's like there's nothing to do after that.
Can watch it fall apart. Literally, just watch it fall apart,
no matter how talented the team might be. Because I do think the Rangers last year were a talented team. Yeah, like,
and they have all the pieces.
Right. It just fell apart. But
I also, like, the power play last year was abysmal. And, yes. And that was, like, a Rangers calling card for so many years before that. And so I definitely, they have the guys like Mika, Panarin, Laf, Trocheck, Miller, and Fox, right? So obviously, they all can't be on one power play. But, like, Mike Sullivan said he's going to give Laf power play one time, which I'm excited to see. And it's like, just don't do what you did last year.
Right.
Like, actually score on the power play, make it happen. And that way, like, hopefully they can build that identity that I'm talking about.
Do you think they're going to come into the season with that kind of momentum from, like, new energy and new coaching and new captain? Or do you think they need to win a couple games to get some confidence under their belt?
I mean, I feel like... like, obviously, this preseason has been kind of weird because, like, they won two games really well, and then the two losses have been, like, devastating, like, third-period collapses. But I think, like, it kind of depends, like, what happens the next two preseason games and, like, who's playing. And JT Miller is, like, injured right now. Hopefully he's fine. Doesn't seem that concerning. He should be okay for opening night, right? So I feel like just the buzz of opening night and they're playing Pittsburgh, in my head, it's like, I don't want to jinx it, but it's like, in my head, like, that should be, like, you're, like, should be a win.
That should be a win.
It's opening night at the Garden, you're wearing the Centennial jerseys, you have a new captain, new coach, like, everything is so fresh, and, like, win the game. I think that the momentum should start then.
Yeah, I think also, like, as much as that, like, I know we keep saying energy, but as much as energy isn't the game playing, like, I think that can do tremendous things to the team if they're at home, or not at home, but they're wearing the jerseys, new coach. Like, I think that is going to be where their momentum starts if they can continue it and not let some losses deteriorate the team.
Yeah, I want to also ask you about Mika, because you and I are both friends with Lydia Perner, and she's had some very mean things to say about him.
Yeah, I was talking about this last time we were on.
Yeah. What do you want from him this season?
I said last time I was on the on this podcast that I think that the Rangers season kind of depends on him, and like, he is, like, last season he was just in such a bad place mentally and just like skill wise, he was not reaching his full potential, and Lydia was like, well, what is his full potential? But, like, I feel like he is one of the Rangers' stars, and he has been.
We've seen what he can
exactly.
be.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, I have a lot of hope for him this season. His best friend is gone, which is really sad.
He has to do it for Chris.
Yeah, literally do it for Chris. Like. And he's very close to JT Miller. And so, I really hope that his spirits can be higher this season, and that his point total can match up with that. I feel like he has been like, in interviews and stuff, he's been very positive, and so I feel hopeful.
Yeah, and I keep going back to this, but I think that positivity and everything is going to change some people's mental status and kind of their energy about the whole game as a whole. And he is a star, and from what, like, I've watched him, and I always think of that, but then last season you saw what he was doing. So I think if he can get back to that, that's just going to be another tool.
And like I said, I really do think that the Rangers season depends on him. Just because when he's on it, like, it just adds such another dimension to the team. And yeah, I really hope for the best for him.
Yeah, well, Rangers, Monday we were both there, beat the Islanders in overtime. Not a surprise to this reporter. But yeah, Will Cooley, multi-point game.
Oh, yes.
An assist and a goal. Lydia Perner somewhere smiling.
Yes. Cheering.
Yeah. But that was a good, I mean, we'll talk about the Islanders momentarily, but Islanders really should have won that game because we were saying Wolfpack versus Islanders.
Yeah, it was Wolfpack versus Islanders. And it was beautiful to see the young guys step up.
Yeah. I mean, Noah Lava, game winner. Islanders playing basically their starters, but whatever, except for Anders Lee and Anthony Duclair. But, yeah, whatever, and guys, it's fine.
Durant had a good game
game,
too.
That's true. I was kind of, we were saying in the press box,
once he comes in,
it's over. It was not over. Islanders had some moments where I thought they were going to do it. Matthew Schaefer looked like he really wanted that first preseason goal. He didn't get it.
Yeah, he did.
But that's fine. It's just the preseason, guys. Like, it's just
a preseason.
It's just
next week we can start.
Yeah, next week I can start being mean. But a brief moment for the Islanders before we get into bigger news, aka Luke Hughes. Marcus Hoberg, who was the backup for much of the season last year after Varlamov went down, he was put on waivers, which signaled that David Rittich won the backup goalie job, which, I don't know. Obviously, again, this is kind of minor. Like, backup goalie, I should hopefully not have to worry about my backup goalie. Hopefully, Ilya Sorokin is so good and so healthy the whole year that I don't even have to think about it. But, you know, Hoberg had his moments last year. He had some good games, and then he kind of fell off a cliff. Rittich in the preseason's been a little up and down, whatever. It doesn't matter that much to me. And then Anthony Duclair and Anders Lee both dealing with a little bit of injury, but Anders Lee is apparently going to be in the lineup tonight. And that should signal to me that he's ready for opening night in Pittsburgh 1 week from today.
1 week.
Oh, we are so back. But yeah, his recovery apparently is going well because it said 1 to 2 weeks he'd be out when he went down last week. And he's back now. So.
Okay, that's good.
And then Matthew Schaefer, we were talking a little bit about him. I like what I've seen from him in the preseason. Yeah. He skates. He's an incredible skater. He's very fast. And a couple of times during the game on Monday, as we said, thought he was going to get that first preseason goal, but, like, happens. It's not that easy, especially when Igor was in net for the Rangers. Not easy to get past him. But he's looked great. I don't know if you noticed this, Sophia, but at one point, Rempe, they were, like, defending Schaefer from Rempe's forecheck.
Yeah,
loved that.
Funny to see.
But, yeah, Matthew Schaefer, obviously the big story with the Islanders this offseason, kind of signaling a new era for them in a sense, hopefully. But what do we think so far?
I just get a little bit nervous about prospects coming, not
Me
prospects,
too.
But first drafts coming in. You see what happened with Connor Bedard. Obviously, he got injured, but the pressure is still, like, mounting years later, I feel like. And it's almost like you need the team to be in an okay place to bring in the star player. You can't have him saving the team, to speak. Where I think with Celebrini last year, the Sharks knew that they were bad. They also had Will Smith coming in. And so it's the environment that you're coming into. If you have a dejected Islanders team riding on an 18-year-old, the pressure is going to be on them. And I get a little hesitant about being super excited having the drafts come in.
No, that's a really good point. I feel like what I've seen of him, he's looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting thinking about the Bedard and Celebrini, with Celebrini having Will Smith last season and, like, the two of them just, like, playing really, really well together. Like, Schaefer doesn't really have anybody on the Islanders like that who can provide him with that, like, companionship and, like, can rely on him for, connecting and, like, sharing their experience with what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But Grace, like, do you see Schaefer on the opening night lineup?
I think he is going to be on the roster opening night. Because, I mean, from what I've heard from all the veterans in the locker room have been incredibly complimentary of him. Patrick Waugh has been very complimentary of him. Like, Barzal literally said a couple weeks ago he could be the best defenseman in the league in a couple of years. I'm like, this kid's been around for 2 weeks, which I, you know,
that's
what?
Great
I
to
love
hear.
It. I love it. I love Barzal. And I love that he's, you know, defending his guy. I think Scott Mayfield is his defense partner, and he's been complimentary, like Anders Lee, who's obviously the captain, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I totally agree with what you said. I don't love that they're kind of putting all their eggs in the Matthew Schaefer basket.
Yeah.
Like, it scares me a little, because there are going to be times, as incredible as I think he's going to be, there's going to be, like, times he makes mistakes, because every rookie does.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, is that going to lose them a couple games? If you put all your eggs in the Matthew Schaefer basket, it very well could. And this team, you know, as much as I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, they have playoff aspirations.
Yeah.
They were, I believe at one point, they were a game out of the second wild card in the East last year, and they obviously didn't make it. They showed flashes. So I think the team thinks they can make the playoffs. I don't know if that's going to happen. I would personally say no, but
I think with the team that, like you said, is aspiring for the playoffs, or their fans might be, or some might not be, but I think that that's really hard, because if they don't make it, you're going to bring the blame back to putting him on the roster the first season, and people are, if it doesn't go well, they're going to be like, he's not developed enough. If it does go well, they're going to be like, it's a star. And it's kind of that kind of what's going to happen, and is that going to negatively impact him for future seasons if it doesn't go well?
Exactly.
And like, to segue into our next point, I think that Schaefer reminds me a little bit of Luke Hughes, because you know, they're both defensemen, and I feel like Luke has, like, in his first few seasons, like, made a lot of mistakes, and like, people will be like, that was goal was his fault, and like, the loss was his fault, and you know, obviously there's a concern for that to happen to Schaefer, like, let's one puck get past him, and then all of a sudden it's on his back.
I also, like, we saw last year with, and this is not, I don't think this is a fair comparison entirely, but another Isles rookie, Isaiah George, who showed flashes last year of possibly being very good. But then he had some mistakes, and they sent him back to Bridgeport. Ultimately, he got hurt. Sent him back to Bridgeport, fine. But, like, that's what you see, and, like, I don't know. Isaiah George didn't have the kind of pressure on him that I feel like Matthew Schaefer might, which, I don't know. I don't love this, but they did, you know, they did some stuff in the offseason too. Like, hopefully Matthew Barzal is going to be healthy for the majority of the year, because that, I think, totally hampered them last year. They had a lot of problems with injuries last year.
Yeah, that was rough.
It was quite bad. The you know, the Matt Barzal clan, led by me, did not have a good year last year. But he's also back at center, which I think is good, natural position. But yeah, hopefully, like, Anthony Duclair is healthy, because he's looked good in the preseason. He also had 2 points the other night against the Rangers, but hopefully he's healthy. He also dealt with a lot of stuff last year. But yeah, we'll just kind of have to see. I feel like everybody in Isles land is kind of keeping the expectations low to the ground. I'll be thrilled if they make the playoffs. If they don't, I'm not going to be, like, it's a failure.
Shocked,
right.
I feel like everyone's like, always like, can we see more?
Right.
Like, calls them a boring hockey team, which, like, it's just, like, not that I want to, like, slap that label on them, but it's like, they're just, they don't do anything.
They are
special.
I never hear about them if I'm not looking for it, I feel like.
That's so true. They're also, they've been in limbo for a couple of years now, because, like, two seasons ago, they made the playoffs, but, like, you knew that they weren't going to do anything against Carolina.
I mean, what can you do against Carolina?
I mean,
right now?
Most people can't do that much against Carolina, but
except,
like,
the Rangers,
right?
And the Panthers.
But, like, that's, you know, they're in limbo because you don't think that they're actually contending to, like, make a deep playoff run. But it's also like, do you blow it up? But at the same time, it's like, some of these players are getting old. Like, Anders Lee is in his mid 30s. Like, I don't know. We'll just have to. We're gonna have to see. Keep the expectations low to the ground. Can't be that disappointed. But it's time to turn over to Abby's Devils.
Yay.
And Luke Hughes, you are a New Jersey Devil.
You are a New Jersey Devil. You are not a Vancouver Canuck.
You are not a Vancouver Canuck.
That would have been crazy.
That would have been crazy. 7 years, $63 million through the 2031-32 season, which frankly, those are some years that I can't even picture.
I know. So far away. Thank God he's staying with his brother, Jack, for at least the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. What I think is interesting to note is he has the same 10 teams, the same 10 no trade clause teams as his brother, which who really cares? But I think it's interesting with the whole rhetoric around this trade as or not trade. Sorry. Thank God not this trade. This contract extension is that there was so much talk about, is he going to stay with his brothers? Is his brothers going to do this? And I think it kind of brings up the point, like, they are their own players at the end of the day. So I just thought that was an interesting note that they have similar contracts. A lot of people thought he was going to sign a 5-year contract to stay with Jack so that they would be off at the same time. But he ended up going for the 7 years. So I think that's very interesting. But thank God Luke Hughes is back. He will join the Devils for practice today. And we'll see where he shapes up for the beginning of the season.
So, Devils are obviously your squad. Do you think after last season, made the playoffs kind of disappointing, had some lulls where it was looking quite bad. Yeah. Do you think they're going to be able to get some momentum, hopefully?
I think the past couple of seasons, the Devils have been almost not rebuilding, not quite there, but in that sense that they've been trying to acquire pieces of a puzzle. And if everyone stays uninjured, I think that they can really, really do something great this season. Do I think they're going to go all the way? Probably not. But would I like to see a little bit more out of them? For sure. I think if both the Hughes brothers can stay healthy, I think if everyone can stay healthy and working together, that would be tremendous for the team. And I think now everybody kind of has worked together for a couple seasons enough that if they can just get it working and keep it going, I think with momentum it'll work. But they do tend to fall apart at the end of the season, so we'll have to see. But if Jack and Luke can stay healthy, I think that would really put them in a great place.
I'm curious what you guys think about the Metro this season. Do you? Because I feel like I've seen a lot of mixed opinions. People are like, it's wide open. And then some people are like, no, like the Hurricanes, the Capitals, like it's locked. And I'm like,
I don't think it's locked. I think it's a lot.
I don't think it's locked either.
I think it's going to be a lot more open than I honestly was expecting it to be.
I feel like it's wide open.
Yeah.
And I mean, like the Hurricanes are going to be good. I feel like the Devils are going to be good. But beyond that, and like maybe the Capitals, I don't know.
I don't know if the Capitals are going to be as good.
Last year they were just such a like, it just felt like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
It really did feel like a one-time thing. Like it was like crazy.
I don't know if they were like riding the Ovi chase, but like that it felt like they overperformed a little.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to fall off a cliff, but I don't know if they're going to be as incredible.
I think it would be hard to that energy to bring it back for another season and get your players to play at the same level.
Like, that's why I'm hopeful about the Rangers. Not to bring it back to the Rangers, but
that's
why.
Yeah.
I think the Rangers could do it, but I think there's also a chance that it doesn't click.
Yeah.
We just got to wait for the season to actually start to see all of these pieces coming together.
Yeah, I would say I would probably take the Hurricanes. I don't know. I mean, we said the Capitals. Like, I don't really know about the Capitals.
I feel like Columbus has
Columbus,
the
I was
going to
bring it up.
Yeah.
I think the Hurricanes. I think the Devils are going to be better than we've seen them in seasons past. I don't know if they're going to be better than the Hurricanes.
No, I think the
Blue Jackets, but
yeah,
I think they're going to have a good performance.
Blue Jackets have Islanders legend Hudson Fasching now, so
beautiful.
They're obviously
beautiful.
Back. I would say this. I think it's wide open just because, like, we said the Capitals might not live up to last year because that's tough.
Yeah.
Living up to last year is pretty hard.
It's going
to
be tough.
But I would, just got to wait and see. But we have more contracts to talk about.
Yeah.
Kirill Kaprizov, the biggest deal in NHL history in terms of total money and AAV. 8 years, $136 million with Minnesota. I mean, I'd love to be him right now.
I know.
Look at that
gotta
check.
Gotta feel great. Like, gotta feel great.
Gotta feel good through the 2033-34 season.
Also made up years that don't
also
exist.
Right, also years that I just can't even picture in my head. Passes Ovi's $124 million total deal and Leon Draisaitl's $14 million AAV. Crazy. This came out yesterday. Kicks in next season, obviously, after his 5-year contract expires after this season. But what are our thoughts? This was so interesting to me.
I was really surprised. I'm just surprised because I feel like I just question the direction of the Wild right now. Like, I know yes. the cap is going up, and like these players, the big like free agent market is happening this season, like next summer, and I know that other players are gonna get more. McDavid is gonna get paid, but I'm just like, I know the Kaprizov is so good, but I just feel like for a team that has not made it past the first round in like I don't even know how many years, it's like. This is a lot of money to throw at him.
It's a lot of money. It's almost like you're putting, once again, all your eggs in one basket yeah. and mm-hmm. hoping that one player is going to bring it out.
They have, like, Brock Faber, Eriksson Ek. Like, they have young guys and not, like, and Kaprizov. I don't know. It's just, I just feel like the Wild have not established themselves as one of those, like, top contender teams yet.
I would agree with that.
And so I'm just kind of like, oh, okay, we're giving this this like record-breaking deal to Kirill Kaprizov.
Yeah, I think it signals that they think they have the pieces to be one of the big guns in the West, which being a big gun in the Western Conference is tough because you literally have the Oilers and Connor McDavid there, and you have Vegas, you have some others as well. But I don't know. This is probably the biggest deal the most important deal in franchise history. Like, this is a big one.
Well, it's also, since it's so record-breaking, like, how is that going to shape the end of this season when we have this?
It's true.
All of these people becoming
which
agents.
I think that it kind of just, like, means that not a lot of players are even going to reach the free agent market. Like, I feel like they're going to get extended before the summer hits.
Are we going to see crazy numbers with that, though?
Yeah.
How do you feel? Well, here, we're going to momentarily, I'm going to take it back to the Rangers because you just reminded me of something. How do you feel about Artemi Panarin?
I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. And, like, I know that the Rangers tried to get him to take a team-friendly deal, and he didn't want to. Which is why I'm kind of thinking that his time with the Rangers might be coming to a close. Which, okay, like, if you let Panarin go, or he makes a decision to go, it's like, okay, well then, he's our top point scorer.
Right.
And that's just, like, a more of a signal to me that, like, the window is just done. Like, the cup window would be over if you let him go, I think, unless you make a huge signing with somebody else who's on the market. But I don't know. I kind of feel like his time is done. Yeah. I can't lie.
Interesting. Well, a couple of other free agents after this season. This is a big, just these four names from this article. Jack Eichel, Artemi Panarin, we said, Kyle Connor from Winnipeg, and Adrian Kempe. Lots going on, but yeah, I'm just interested to see how this helps.
I think with numbers getting higher and higher, it's going to be, I feel like we'll almost see a shift at the end of this season on how things are. Like, people won't hit free agency or they'll just get extensions, and I think the numbers are going to be crazy. And I think it's also, obviously, the league is growing, and that's good that they can use the caps and stuff like that. But it's just wild to me that contract was at that level.
Is Marner the only player that, like, went somewhere? I mean, I guess, like, Rantanen last season. But I'm trying to think of anybody else who, like, moved teams, like, who was a big part of their team last year. And I feel like Marner's the only one I think
it's pretty much Marner.
Yeah.
And
interesting.
That's it. I mean, I'm trying to even think of, like, the other big trades and all. Like,
yeah, like, nothing even happened.
I mean, Noah Dobson, but, like, who cares about that? I personally didn't. But but we also have we have another extension in Anaheim. Mason McTavish signed 6 years, $42 million. He now reports to camp. He was not in camp with Anaheim since they reported on September 18th, but he'll be there now, and season starts next week, so good thing they got that done. But
yeah, I was surprised that it took that long.
That was,
like, what are they waiting for?
I was like, that's kind of worrying, especially because they have a new coach. Like, you got to get in there. But I mean, good for them. He's a great player, and he's young.
I'm kind of excited to see Anaheim. Like, obviously, they have a lot of changes, but I don't know. I'm excited to check up on them once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I mean, they did just trade Trevor Zegras and Jamie Drysdale to Philadelphia, but
I think that's good, though.
That was fine getting
Zegras out of there.
That was just wasn't working. Yeah. It wasn't working, and I think they tried for they held on to it for as long as it made sense to. And if Zegras was there another season, it just would have just collapsed again.
Yeah. It's kind of the turning of the page for Anaheim. Well, a little bit, hopefully, with the new coach. Zegras obviously did not work out, but they have their young guy. Mason McTavish, I think, is like 22.
He's 22, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot yeah, of career ahead.
They have Carlson.
Exactly.
And Kreider.
And Chris Kreider. and also Chris Jacob Kreider. Trouba.
And Jacob Trouba.
Lots happening over there. But yeah, so I think we have a little bit of time if we want. We already touched a little bit on Metro predictions, but let's do some crazy way too early. The preseason is still happening, but we're going to do this anyway. Predictions for the playoffs this year. Let's just do a Stanley Cup winner and runner-up.
Okay.
On the fly.
Stanley Cup winner on the fly.
Ooh. I know.
I don't know. I think... like maybe the Hurricanes, like maybe I would hate to see it. It would be
that would be a bad day in this
it
studio.
Would be a bad bad day if the Hurricanes took it. And then I think runner up, I'm like, did the Panthers lose anyone massive?
They just lost Barkov.
Oh yeah,
and Tkachuk is hurt, right?
So maybe not them.
I actually cannot believe that Barkov is out for the season, and I cannot believe
wait, that's finalized? That's confirmed?
Yeah, he's definitely out for the regular season.
That's insane.
He told people that he was going to be out for 5 months, which that's not true.
That's not how knees work. Actually, you need to let them heal, Alex.
Okay.
Like, what?
Okay. But, no, I'm very upset about that. I cannot believe that Barkov is out. And he can't captain the Olympic team anymore.
Oh, that
so
sucks.
Oh, that
so
does
oh, that,
suck.
That's a bummer.
Oh,
I didn't even think about that.
That is a bummer. Yeah.
Like, so actually, I don't even know if they're going to. I was booking them the three-peat, but I don't even know if that's going to happen anymore.
I don't think you can without him, honestly. I honestly don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't even know why
I brought this up. What do we think about the Stars?
Honestly,
that stuck out to me.
Did you guys see that, like, the NHL face-off show that's coming out tomorrow had three Stars players in, like, they were supposed to be covering, okay? Like, there's, like, 15 players or whatever. And three of them were shot, like, Wyatt Johnston, Rantanen, and then someone else. And they cut them all from the show.
Love to see Rantanen in
that. Covering it. And it's, like the whole thing, the whole Rantanen was a huge storyline last year. And it's, like, why would you... take the three it's so weird, and people are like, is it boring footage? Like, because then
I don't even care if it's boring.
I feel like how would it be boring?
Yeah. It's Mikko Rantanen.
Was it like too much? I don't know, but yeah, very interesting.
Is very interesting.
I think I'm gonna go, this is totally on the fly, I might go Hurricane Stars, just because I love, like, I think the Stars are, like, really sneaky. Like,
they always are. Every season, I'm surprised to see them later in the season. I'm like, wow, I didn't know you're still here.
Yeah. Literally every season, I'm like, oh, you're still here.
You're still around.
But, yeah, I love them. I loved them in the playoffs last year. They were really interesting. They did beat the Avalanche, and I was rooting for the Avalanche
because
of Brock Nelson. But I don't know. That was just me. But, yeah, I'm going to go Hurricane. I don't know who's going to wait. I have to pick who's going to win that. Give me the Stars.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm going to look back on this and be like, why did I say that?
Like,
the Stars.
Yeah. I'm just like, I just struggle with the Hurricanes just because I feel like they're always right there and then they never.
That's true. They've never gotten over
the
hump.
I think if they're not against the Panthers,
But if they're not against the Panthers,
they can do it. It opens it up a little.
They can do it.
Are they against the Rangers? Question mark? I don't know.
But also, like, why am I not saying the Oilers, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
cause,
because, like,
I didn't even think about
if we
them.
Think about this logically, if the Panthers are theoretically not in the Stanley Cup Finals, what's stopping the Oilers from winning the Cup?
True. So that's why I think I might take the Oilers, and I guess against the Hurricanes, because I don't really know who else.
I'd actually like to see that.
That would actually, be. I think that would be like, good. Get the Panthers out of there, please.
Yeah, honestly, no offense, Sophia. Like, I know you like them, kind of, but.
Well, I mean, I don't think that they're going to even make the Cup Finals again. But.
Yeah.
The Oilers are just, like, they're going to make it to the Cup Final 3 years in a row. I mean, I know the Panthers just did that, but, like, it's, like, the
that's
Oilers,
true,
the
it's
Oilers
tough.
Lost twice. Yeah. Which, like, maybe that'll fuel them, but I'm, like,
yeah,
that's a
I would
angry.
Just be so, so happy with the McDavid
Stanley
Cup win.
Like,
I
need
just,
them
like,
to win one. Just, it shouldn't be the way that it is that, like, him and Leon, like, I need them to hold the cup together.
Together, like.
Together. I don't even, whatever's going on
that's
with
like
their
my
goalie situation.
Spot
exactly.
But they just got Connor Ingram.
Right. So maybe that's fixed.
Maybe.
If it is, I don't know why they wouldn't win the cup, but unless something catastrophic happens.
Yeah, I'm switching to Oilers.
Yeah, actually, I think that might be my choice.
I don't know. And it's also like if they don't, like I know that everyone always says this, like when is McDavid finally done? Because like if you make it, okay, wait, if you make it to the cup final 3 years in a row and lose 3 years in a
row. That's awful.
Then like two is bad enough.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Three would be even worse.
That's true.
Could you ever see him leaving Edmonton though?
Like, yes, I feel like if you make the cup,
she's like, yeah, he'll come to the Rangers.
Connor McDavid, you are a New York Ranger.
Yeah. It's perfect. Okay, like the Rangers.
You get rid of Panarin and bring
Rangers. Rangers, Oilers in the cup final, and then the Rangers beat, they sweep the Oilers.
Okay, totally.
And then McDavid's like, okay, I clearly have to go to this team that just swept.
There's
and then
so
the
much
New Jersey
better.
Devils coming in at in between the quarters or quarters the periods and take it all.
Yeah, somehow. We just, some crazy things happen.
I feel like I've made a good prediction.
You know, I would like that, actually, because that would just be
fun. It'd be very
we'd
fun.
We'd have so
It'd
much to talk
about.
It'd
be very fun. We'd have a lot to talk about.
We'd have a lot to talk about. Sometimes I'm like, we're just talking about the Panthers all the time. I'm like, I want to talk about some other teams.
Exactly.
Please
yeah.
don't let me talk about the Panthers this season. I'm begging.
I need, like, actually, now that we've brought up the Stars, I'm like, if they are, like, really good again, I'm so happy to talk about the Stars. Yep. That's fine with me. But I think that's
as long as it's not Vegas
just,
or Florida.
I want somebody.
Oh, true.
Somebody
no
new.
Vegas.
I want someone crazy. I want like Utah to like do something.
Utah.
In the
give me the Seattle Kraken.
Yes,
I'm not
I
gonna
love
lie.
The
I'd
Kraken.
Love that. I'd love that. Give me Kaapo Kakko hoisting the cup.
Maybe
guys,
the Ducks will be really, really good this
like,
season.
Oh my God, give me Kaapo.
I love him.
But just I literally sat in my bed last night and I watched the like series recap of the Panthers Bruins. Series in 2023 mm-hmm. where you know historic upset
right
and like that's literally the whole reason I like the Panthers is because they were the wild card and because they came in and beat the Bruins who were the best regular season team ever and so I'm looking for that again like give me a wild card who makes it all the way to cup final obviously mm-hmm. the Panthers lost but like that's why I like the Panthers just
okay
making it
I can respect
that's
that I can respect
okay
that.
I actually didn't know that backstory that's cool
yes so give me that again.
I mean, like, in my heart, I really, really, really want the Avalanche to be good because
I know.
Love Brock Nelson yeah. and I miss him terribly.
I like
McKinnon
a lot. So
yes.
I really like the Avalanche.
Also, like, Patrick Waugh was on the Avalanche. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of connections for me, but I don't know if they can get past the Oilers or the Stars, but that would be great. Brock Nelson hoisting the cup for a team that's not mine. That would actually, that might kill me.
That might kill you.
Yeah, that might be it for me, but, you know. I'll have to see what happens. Unless we have any closing thoughts, I think that's just about going to do it for us. I'm Grace McCarron, joined by Sophia Smith and Abby Cristofaro. We have regular season hockey next week, so this is our last preseason
Yay!
Episode.
I'm so excited. Yep.
We are back. We are truly back. Opening night next Tuesday, the Rangers will be at home against the Penguins. Islanders open 2 days later in Pittsburgh, and then Devils, when do the Devils open?
Devils are opening, I believe, hold on.
Go ahead. I did not look that one
the
up.
The Devils, so. I wrote it down, but I can't find it. They are opening at the Flyers, no.
At the Hurricanes.
At the Hurricanes.
On October 9th.
Yes, that's what it was. Sorry.
So, no, that's okay. So there you go. We have real hockey to talk about next week, so please. Tune in this week, of course, but tune in next week for our first regular season episode, and we will see you very soon.
Yeah.